Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome in one of our favorites right now, Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He covers the Steelers. Raymond, happy March to you. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you this morning?
Never been better. Thank you so much for joining us, Ray. Did we miss anything, Ray? Are we still in this holding pattern for Ben Roethlisberger? What's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what the holdup is at this point. You know, I think ideally they would be able to sit down and hammer this thing out, you know, this week or early next week, because you kind of want to have everything lined up so you can go into free agency, sign the guys on your own team, your free agents that you want to sign, and then move on into free agency and, you know, fill some holes on your roster. So that would be the best thing for them. But, I, you know, guys, if you really want a hard deadline, the hard deadline isn't until March 19th, and that's 2 days after free agency begins, because that's when the $15 million roster bonus is due. So, you know, I think they'd like to get it done sooner rather than later, but there really isn't this hard deadline that they're going to be facing until, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks.
Is it possible that they're still trying to figure out what the final number or structure of the contract is going to be, Ray, so that they can then decide whether they're going to have cap casualties like Minnesota releasing Kyle Rudolph or Miami releasing Kyle Van Noy or any of the other raft of, I imagine, releases we'll see this week and next as teams try to get under the cap and build for their own free agent acquisitions?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, that has to be the assumption right now, but honestly, if it's just a straight restructure and there's no pay cut involved, it's pretty cut and dried. I mean, there's not a lot that actually would go into that from a team-building perspective. Now, you know, if the Steelers are contemplating asking Ryan Tolner and Ben Roethlisberger to take a pay cut, then, yeah, certainly, you know, that would free up more cap space. And then, you know, you might have a few more million dollars to, you know, perhaps sign some of your own guys or use that in your free agency pot. So, like, you know, again, I'm not sure what the holdup is, but that certainly could be one aspect of it. You know, they're trying to figure out exactly what their finances are going to look like before they move forward.
You know, Ray, I just keep trying to figure out how can they construct a team around him, pay cut or no pay cut. If I can't figure out, they're smarter than I am when it comes to this stuff, as Ron Cook likes to say, but I just can't figure out how they're going to be able to construct a team with the salary cap problems that they have.
Yeah, Jim, I'm writing a story this week that, you know, kind of addresses that. And, you know, sort of the crux of the story is, you know, free agency is approaching. Steelers aren't going to be all that active. That's not really news, because the Steelers are never really active in free agency. You know, they'll dabble. They'll sign one or two guys. And I expect that to happen this year. But the main difference is what you said. It's building that team around him. So usually they like to go out and sign their own guys. So, you know, in a normal year, Juju Smith-Schuster would be tagged by now, and they would be working on a long-term deal with him. And then if they couldn't get that done in July, they'd be like, okay, well, we're going to pay you the $16 million on the franchise tag. But they can't do that this year. And that's probably the case with a lot of guys. You know, probably in an ideal situation, you know, they would have everything lined up when you can sign a guy like a Mike Hilton or a Cam Sutton without having to do anything with your cap. So it's just a really tough March in that regard for them. But, you know, in terms of, you know, what they're going to do in free agency, like, free agency starts on March 17th. I mean, technically March 15th, because you got that legal tampering period. The Steelers were never a team that's going to be all over ESPN and the NFL Network on those days, right? You know, they fill in the holes afterwards. So it's not going to be different in that regard, but it is going to be different in guys like Juju and some other guys that they would have signed by now.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Chris and I were just kind of debating this and going back and forth. A running back, the value that the Steelers have in getting a running back, could it be that second or third round pick? And could they potentially jump up to get a running back within one of those rounds? Not up to the first round, but within one of those rounds, do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting, Colin. If you look, you know, the way it's unfolded the last couple of years, and it seems like this year might be different, but there's only been one running back taken in the first round in each of the last 2 years. So a lot of good backs. Cam Akers was drafted, I think, in the early 50s last year. Jonathan Taylor, who had a really good rookie year as well, he was drafted, I think, in the low to mid 40s by the Colts. So usually those guys are available, you know, if not late in the second round, and certainly early to mid in the second round. But it just seems like this year is different. It seems like Najee Harris and Travis Etienne are the top two guys, no debate. And it seems like a lot of these mock drafts, seems like a lot of people think that they're going to go in the first round. So if the Steelers are going to get one of those two guys, I think they'll have to pull the trigger on that at number 24. Or like you said earlier, maybe they go up a few spots and, you know, trade up. I don't think it's going to take a major trade, to get one of those guys. You want to wait around to the second round? I don't know. There's that Javonte Williams from North Carolina, who seems to be like the next back in that mix. But he's not really considered to be in that Harris Etienne mix. So you'd probably be taking a chance if you didn't grab Harris or Etienne in the first round, because I think this is a good class of running backs, but I don't think it's really, really deep in terms of that feature back, that guy you could plug in as a starter from day one and have him be the sort of bell cow, so to speak, of your offense.
Well, going back to the 2017 draft, Ray, they've done well with skill position offensive players in those second day picks. You know, Juju and Connor in the second and third round, Washington in the second round the year after that, you know, Deontay Johnson in the third round, Chase Claypool last year in the second round. So if they're presented with an opportunity, then how much do they value those second and third round picks maybe more than other teams do, because they trust themselves to find themselves a Devontae Williams, as you just mentioned, from UNC. Do they trust themselves to find that talent in those spots without necessarily having to move up within those rounds?
You know, Chris, I think Kevin Colbert is really good at identifying where the value is in each draft. And for the last couple of years, probably go back 5 years now, the way the college game is, they're producing so many good receivers that a lot of these guys are available in the second, even the third round, like Deontay Johnson. So he said that, I think it was 2 weeks ago now when he spoke, you really have to know what is available in this draft at every position before you could even get started, you know, trying to figure out what you're going to do in free agency. So, you know, we've talked about it in weeks past. This is a really deep offensive tackle class this year. You could probably get a good starter in the second, maybe even the third round. It's all, like I said, receivers have been really, really good for the last 5 years now. So the value in the second round has been receivers. I think this year there's going to be value for offensive tackle. So Kevin and his staff are really good at identifying that before you go in. And, you know, they didn't know last year that Chase Claypool was going to be available, but they did know that they were going to be able to get a good receiver at that point in the draft. So I think that's really, you know, something that they do very well. They don't put themselves in a position where they have to reach. They kind of know what they're going to do in free agency, and then they sort of get their, you know, their ducks lined up in a row so they're ready for the draft a month later.
Ray, things have changed a little bit where the Steelers haven't been so loath to bring draft picks along more quickly. It used to take a while. Now, I guess that's just the way you have to do it. But does a tackle, whether it's in the first round or, as you pointed out, maybe the second or third round, even though that's like a premium position on offense, maybe next to quarterback, does a tackle pretty much automatically start as a rookie with the Steelers?
I wouldn't say necessarily, Jim. You know, if they're able to re-sign Zach Banner to like a one-year deal, and I would say there would be no rush to do that. You know, you could line up Zach Banner at right tackle, and you can move Chukwuma Okorafor over to left tackle, and you would be okay. You let that tackle develop if he needs development. But listen, if he's ready to step in from day one, then you have that natural competition that's going to make your team better. And then you could have Banner and Chukwuma duke it out, you know, over on the right side. So you're absolutely right about how they haven't had to, you know, depend on these first and second round picks, you know, in the past. But this could be a different year. You know, this could be a year where they need a number two tight end to step in and be ready to go from day one. Or they need, you know, to find a center who's ready from day one. I mean, you know, more often, you know, more likely than not, I think they're going to get that center in free agency. So this might be more like a Justin Hartwig type of a situation or a Jeff Harding situation where you're getting that guy in free agency. So that's why, you know, 2 weeks from now, I think we're going to have a much better idea, you know, about how this roster is going to look. But yeah, this draft, I think the way it's shaping up right now, I think you are going to, you know, probably have to count on these guys a little bit more than you would normally just because of the pandemic and the cap situation the Steelers are in.
All right, last thing for you, Ray. And I don't know if this question has been asked as of late because I don't know if there's an answer anybody has. Are we 100% positive Kevin Colbert will be the general manager of this football team beyond the draft?
Well, I mean, he was asked about that. You know, he kind of danced around it. But honestly, no. I mean, Kevin has said that he wants to go year to year, and he and Art are never in a hurry to get that done. So yeah, I mean, he's going to be here through the draft, and then I think he'll sit down and talk with Art, you know, about coming back next year. The thing that I keep saying is Kevin is not going to want to leave this team in a bad situation. So if he feels like he has this team in a good situation after the draft and he wants to retire, hey, I think he might do that. But if he doesn't feel like the job is done, I don't think Kevin is the type of guy who's going to walk away from that until he leaves the Steelers
right.
in a good situation.
Like he's not going to go acquire Artie Burns and then say, hey, I'm out the door. See you later. Right.
Or Scott Shields or somebody like that.
He's
going to
trade for Matt Morris.
Right. Okay, what else you got going on, Ray? Everything well?
Everything's great, yeah. Getting ready for baseball season here in another month.
Oh, Buttermaker, you back. How's your team look this year? You got all those ringers. I saw you advertising for your ringer squad that you have, kids from West Virginia and Ohio and everywhere else. Are you going to be pretty good this year?
We're trying to put it together, Colin. Okay. We're just practicing right now.
Yeah, I want to see the birth certificates. Thank you, Ray.
Danny
All right,
Almonte.
Guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll see
you.
Yeah, Ray right, put thanks, he put Ray. The bat signal out there on his Facebook page. I saw
Kelly Leak.
He does. He has all these kids. These kids are like 10. They got mustaches, full beards, armpit hair, and everything else. And Ray's like, no, I promise. So we'll see. We'll see how Buttermaker gets it together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.